Right, I'm going to show you some pictures, and I want you to tell me what these people love, okay? It'll be really obvious, okay? What does this person love? Yeah, Sienna? Lego. He's got loads and loads of Lego. Any of you guys got Lego? We have an attic full of Lego, and it all needs rebuilt. Yeah. Okay, what about this person? It's maybe a little bit harder for the grown-ups. Any of the kids know that one? Yeah. Pokemon, some of the adults did know Pokemon, yeah. Do you think he loves Pokemon? Okay, now listen, if you don't know what Pokemon is, don't Google it, all right? It's a rabbit hole. You'd be there for days. Yeah, big collection of Pokemon there. I think this guy has nearly 2,000 Pikachus. Now, again, if you don't know what a Pikachu is, it's the yellow thing, all right? Amazing collection. Okay, what does this person love? You see that? She looks a bit Barbie, yeah? This girl has nearly 18,000 Barbies. Isn't that unbelievable? I'm thinking about the money. loves Barbie. Do you think she looks a bit like Barbie? Think she's trying to do that? Yeah. So there we go. Okay. What about this guy? What does he love? Guitars, yeah. This is a guy called Steve Vai. And if you recall Steve Vai, you would have to be a rock guitarist. Thousands of guitars. Some of them he bought. Some of them were given to him. He's sponsored by a company. He has a whole warehouse full of guitars. That's just some of them. Yeah, he loves guitars. Okay, what about this one? Cats. Yeah. New fear unlocked. This woman rescues cats. She lives with, how many do you think? They reckon it's 1,200 cats. I know. I can smell that picture. I used to visit a house, boys and girls, up in Armagh when I was an assistant minister, and they had a lot of cats. And yeah, I'm just, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she rescues cats. She loves cats. Cats are everywhere. She loves cats, right? Yeah? Okay. What about this guy? He's very popular again. Watches. Yeah, look, he's wearing some of his watches, and he's got lots and lots of watches. I'm not sure I get that one. I think I own one watch, maybe two. But he loves watches. Okay. There's a line in the Psalms. So middle of the Bible, and the psalmist is writing about the people of the earth, and he says this, he's talking about idols, little things that people worship, and he says, their idols are silver and gold made by human hands. So people make them. And then he says something really interesting, and we've just seen it in the pictures. He says, those who make them will be like them, so will all who trust in them. So just like the lady who loved cats, cats were part of her life. She was into that. It was like that for her. The guy with the guitars or the Pokemons or whatever it was, there was something about them that said, I know what that person loves. They become like the thing they worship. For you and me then, guys and girls, what is it that we love? Now, you might love cats and watches and guitars and golf clubs and all that sort of thing. But we're supposed to be like this. Our thing, the thing we love the most, the thing that people see, is supposed to be Jesus. Now, how could I show you that? Is there anything I could wear that would tell you I love Jesus? Is there anything I could do that would show you that? Well, see, there is. It's not something you would see, but something you would feel and hear. The way we speak, the way we behave, we're supposed to reflect what God is like. That's really, really hard, by the way. But this is the idea we're going for, because there's one way to put this. You are what you love. You are what you love. That's what that verse is saying. So I want to plant that in your mind. So it's not wrong, guys, to love things. We all love things, but we need to love God the most. And that's something we pray about every single week in church. It really matters to us. We want people to know that we love Jesus and he is the thing that we're all about. Okay, I've skipped a few there, but that's okay. I think that's the last one. It is indeed. Okay, so let me pray for us. Then we're going to sing, and we're about time to finish off then. Okay, let me pray. Father, those pictures show us the things that people love. And we're just like them. We can love the things we get from you. And sometimes we forget you. So, Father, this is a big idea this morning. It's a difficult one. But we pray that you would help all of us, from the oldest to the youngest, to realize that we're to be about Jesus. He is the greatest thing you've given us. And lots of us want him to be at the center of our lives. Father, we might not know how to do that or be very good at that, but you are, and you've promised to help us. So we pray that you would be the one we love the most. Father, would you do that for us? Not because we're good, not because we deserve that from you, but because you're good and you love us like no one else. We know that because of Jesus. And it's in his name that we do pray. Amen.